Thanks so much. Let's take just a second to tell you who these fine-looking young boys are up here, along with the other two. You're a damn good-looking man. Don't think I hadn't noticed that. Let's start with the man on the bass, who knows how to lay it in there or when to leave the space. And that is a valuable thing. Equally talented on the bass, electric five-string bass guitar or the bass fiddle, and they're not at all the same beast. And so we are so proud that we get his talent, his musical talent. Comes to us all the way from Cleveland. Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Cleveland, Tennessee. Oh yes, we love to play with him. Mr. Todd Parks on the bass. Back here on the drums, the only drummer in the world that does not want a drum riser. You don't need it. He likes to be the same level with the rest of us. Spent 7 years playing percussion with Fish. Is that right? Sorry. It could happen to anybody that's not paying attention. He owns 7 Fish CDs. I knew there was a connection. We were just talking about Fish today. But he plays so well, and as you've noticed how versatile he is, and when we get to play with him, we can do anything. And so it's our great pleasure to play with Chris Brown on the drum. He's not the one that used to go with Rihanna, by the way. Or did you do that too, and I don't know it? 7 years with Rihanna? He did 7 years with... Oh, no, he did 7 years. I gotcha. On the guitar, he's pretty excited, and just in that he's in the home time zone he grew up on, being the Eastern time zone, and... I should preface, we live in Nashville now. We're in Central Time, and news comes on at 10 down there, so I'm used to a little earlier day. But originally from Ashfield, Massachusetts. Only 4 hours from his home at this moment. And such a fine musician, a great guitar player, actually a really wonderful mandolin player. You're certainly not going to hear that tonight. We would ask him to enjoy his guitar talents. Wonderful singer, my vocal coach, and it's a privilege every night to play with Stephen Mogin on the guitar. And of course, on the 5-string banjo, he lets his banjo do the talking. Normally, he's the MC of the show, but he's got a sore throat tonight, so I had to do it. And does all the lead singing usually. But when it comes to the 5-string, he makes that thing swing. And I'm sure you have noticed his wonderful musicianship, and we love him. Mr. Scott Vestal on the banjo. You can't lose, Chris. God knows we've tried. Let's do a little tune now that we can jam on a little while. Let's have some fun. Wrote this tune with my little buddy named Bela Fleck. We made up this tune years ago. He should be here any second if he answers the letter I wrote him. And it was one of those things we made up about four tunes in one day, and boy, did I blow it. He forgot we even wrote this. I could have claimed the whole thing. But I told him, I said, remember that tune we wrote? Oh, yeah, I guess so. And but this is the last time he ever let me name one of the tunes that we made up on my own. This is called Whine You Sang. Well, it is. Matter of fact, we can all say it. Whine You Sang? Whine You Sang? Whine You Sang?